Well, Union Tyrone may have booked their place in the league final and for promotion to next year with the game in hand. But looking at the team selection for tomorrow against Fermanagh, it doesn't look as if Mickey Hart is going to be taking that game too lightly. And
guys are still paying for their places. You know, there's a few guys that have put in big shifts all through the league and looked to have cemented their place. But at the end of the day, whatever about the league fighting, you know, guys are still looking to impress for the 22nd of May against Derry in Celtic Park. And that's what everybody's looking forward to now. And bottom line is there's only two games now to stake your claim between. And then, so everybody will still have that in the back of their mind.
It has been a feature of all selections all year. You know, there's that two or three, four changes every week. So really, everybody is on their toes.
Well, this is it, aye. Everybody has got a good run of games in the panel, you know, and everybody has got a chance to show what they can do. Now, I think just with the three boys that have been out of the panel now for the under-21s, we're kind of, with a few injuries, we're kind of down to a panel of 24 fit players. But, you know, the thing about that is that everybody is getting plenty of games. And
talk to me about the changes for tomorrow.
Mickey, he's been rotating the goalkeepers all the year. So, Mickey and Neil back in for this one. Mickey hasn't put a foot wrong in the games that he's been there. But at the same time, you can say the same about Neil. Both, again, there's a great competition there. Ronan McNamee comes back in at full back. Had picked up a bit of an injury there a few weeks ago, and Barry Hampsey came in last week and did a good job against Armagh. Barry Tierney comes back into defence for Niall Sludden. Barry's been thereabouts all the year, and just get another look at him at the half-back line. And Patrick McNulty comes in at wing forward after Peter Hart's injury. You know, Patrick is starting odd game this year, but he had a big impact last year, and you know, we'll be looking to maybe get a first start in the championship when we come the 22nd of May, and be looking for a big shift on tomorrow.
So how close do you think is Mickey to having his settled selection of, say, you know, maybe at first, not a first 15 anymore, but a first 21?
Well, this is the thing. I don't even think it's a case of having a first 21. You know, there's, I think, 30 or 32 in the panel, you know, in total, and it's a case of on any given day they can all do the job, you know. Now, horses for courses thing, but definitely there's it's a stronger panel now than it has been for a few years, and you would have no difficulties in any of the lads that are there coming in and doing a specific job. So, you know, we're happy with the strength in that. And you know, I would say, judging by the amount of players that have been there, Mickey would be fairly happy with it too, because he has been fairly fluid with it.
Tomorrow's game, a local derby. You got the Indian sign over Fermanagh for quite some time. Hoping to maintain that tomorrow.
Well, this is it. I think it's 10 years since Fermanagh beat us, and that was the National League game at Brewster Park as well. So, you know, they need the win tomorrow, so would need to be wary. Again, people can talk about not being complacent, but this is the thing. I don't think it's so much a case of complacency as when teams need to win, you know, they tend to up their game that much more rather than teams dropping the yard. So it's just a case of going out and doing a job. But listen, we're under no illusions. But Fermanagh need to win, and the improvements Fermanagh have made other people, they're going to be a big old task. And, you know, they have some fine footballers